T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This is Community Connection, presented by the United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut and WTIC News Talk 1080. Because good things happen in communities that care.
And it is the last Saturday of the month, January 30th, and that means it's time for our Community Connection program with Paula Gilberto. The United Way, I don't think, has ever been more important that I can remember than they are now. I mean, we really are all talking about being united together, and we're very, very fortunate to have the connection here that we do with the United Way on a regular basis, on a monthly basis. But boy, oh boy, Paula, you guys certainly have some challenges out there right now. Say hi to Paula Gilberto. She's our president and CEO of the United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut. And the United Way is always here to the rescue, but I don't think we've ever need your services, especially on the financial side, more than this ever before. Good morning to you, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Steve, and just want to tell you how much that United Way values the relationship with WTIC and your listeners. It's an incredible opportunity for us to do what our mission calls for. How do we bring together the people, the resources, and the organizations for the well-being of children and families, and to your point, now more than ever.
I tell you, I heard you the other morning, too. I mean, I heard you on with Ray. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, I said, oh, my gosh, she's on during the week. This has to be something we've really got to make sure we're staying on top of. Oh, my gosh. It is amazing how this thing just seems like it's never going away, this whole COVID-19 and another another strain. And it's just endless. So I understand that this year, more than ever, you're really stepping up to the plate as far as helping people out financially, helping them find mm-hmm. jobs and some, you know, coaching with their finances. And, mm-hmm. and of course, it's income tax time. So I guess we'll be talking about Vita, and we'll be talking mm-hmm. about Alice and everyone else. So what are the United Way doing to get people back on track and hold them together through all these times?
And so, Steve, there's no question that the pandemic has affected everyone. And in particular, people are experiencing economic hardships. And we know that that may continue on, given the long-lasting effects of the pandemic. So our United Way wants listeners to know that we're here and we're here with you. And there are four things that we want to bring to everyone's attention. One is a very special type of program. It's called Alice Saves. And actually, when you enroll in Alice Saves, you actually get two incredible benefits. One is you get access to free financial coaching by authorized coaches. This is done virtually, and these coaches are going to help individuals navigate through this challenging time. They're going to work with you privately, confidentially, one-on-one, to create your own COVID response plan, making sure that you're aware of all of the new and expanded assistance programs that are going to help you with the financial shock that the pandemic has brought about. These coaches are also going to help individuals with their day-to-day money management, you know, how to manage their cash during this crisis, debt management, which is incredibly important, you know, how do you navigate through that in terms of debt management, repayment strategies, how do you go about protecting your credit, building your credit score, reducing the use of loans, and then equally important, how do you go about getting back on track and really building back up an emergency savings program or savings that's going to help you and your families deal with any crisis in the future. And with that, that's the second piece of Alice Saves, and that's a very special savings program. And we're so excited, Steve. Starting on Monday, February 1st, we have some exciting new benefits for people who enroll in this program. New savers are going to be rewarded with a $20 gift card in linking their bank account to the Saver Life platform. They're going to be eligible to earn additional match dollars on a quarterly basis, all with the in terms of creating that savings behavior, even though we're in this tough time.
So, Paula, I'm sorry to cut you short there, Paula, and I really apologize because this is the very inappropriate. However, I really want to remind people. I know what it is, but we keep referring to Alice, and I'm concerned that, you know, some of the people that may be joining us in the middle of this interview are going, "Who's Alice?" So I know that it's. Let me see if I get it right. Asset limited. Income constrained employed. Did I get it right?
That's right, Steve. Yes, these are in. This is an acronym that United Way created to put a human face on people who are working and working hard, but unfortunately, their cost of living has outpaced wages. And then when we layer onto that the effects of a pandemic, where people have been laid off or they've been furloughed. I just want to stress with individuals that these programs are available, and they're available because we've had generous contributions, including a national foundation that said, hey, this is really important for Connecticut United Ways to make sure that people know that they can get free financial coaching virtually, confidentially, by authorized financial coaches, as well as an opportunity to put money into your savings account and to have that match. So if your listeners want to grab a piece of paper and a pen or pencil, I would love to give them some information as to how they can go about doing this. So if you're ready, go.
Well, why don't we do this, Paula? Only because I know there's one lady I hear from all the time. She's in Winsted. And every time we seem to give out a number or an email, she always says, "I need to get my pencil." Okay, so what we're going to do, we'll take a quick break here, Paula. And this way, I know it's some very important information. So if you don't have a pen or a pad or a piece of paper available, get it now. We'll go to a quick break, and then we'll come back, and we're going to continue on with Paula Gilberto. And we'll talk more about exactly what's going on with this particular program and also with the income taxes coming up. But right now, you got to make sure you got something to write with. Okay, Paula?
That's great. Thank you.
Okay, stay right there, and we'll be back and continue on with our program, with our Community Connections program with United Way on WTIC News Talk 1080.
This is Community Connection, presented by the United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut at WTIC News Talk 1080, because good things happen in communities that care.
All right, now we're back. Hopefully everybody has a pen or a pencil and a piece of paper. Or if you're really good, you're already putting it into your smartphone. And so Paula wants to give us some very important information that you're going to want to jot down and hold on to. Paula, I'm sorry for interrupting. You know I'm going to hear from Lola and the rest of the crew I've done this. You stepped on Paula. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so if any of our listeners want to sign up for this free financial coaching, what I want you to do is to text Alice Saves. That's AliceSaves, 2-646-349-5959. So you're texting one word, Alice Saves, and the number you're texting to is 646-349-5959. Now, if you want to sign up without sending a text, then go to your computer or your tablet and write this down. You're going to go to go.mytrustplus.org. So go.mytrustplus.org. You're going to schedule a 30-minute appointment to speak with a coach by phone or by Skype, and you're going to get to select the coach. You'll read some profiles of the coaches and decide who you think you're going to best connect with. If you want to enroll in the savings program that I mentioned, write this down. This is a website. You're going to go to ctalicesaves.org. ctalicesaves.org. And Steve, these are just two opportunities, and here's why this is so important. When individuals and families are financially stable and secure, we know that they do better overall in terms of their health outcomes, the health outcomes of their kids, and also education outcomes of kids. So it's all linked together. And if we have some time, I'd love to share some other information.
Yeah, I was glancing through your notes here, and I want to make sure that we do touch upon this. And if we have, and I was spaced out, which has been known to happen on Saturday morning, could you tell us again about the Financial Opportunity Centers?
Absolutely. So Financial Opportunity Centers are a combination of services, right, that are brought together in one place. And these centers provide financial and career coaching. You can get one-on-one financial coaching, financial education. You can get connected to a job coach who's going to help you to identify some job opportunities, career counseling, etc., all in one place. And we're just so thrilled that we, thanks to the generosity of donors, have been able to provide funding support to three community-based organizations. That's Human Resources Agency of New Britain. Some people call it HRA of New Britain.
Yep.
The Village for Families and Children, which is in Hartford, and also the Urban League of Greater Hartford. Now, one of the key things that's happened lately, Steve, is that we were able to provide some funding to a statewide organization that is now providing these three centers, along with one at Capital Community College for its students, with some training and technical assistance so that they're going to be able to serve people in a more comprehensive way. If you want information about financial opportunity centers that are close to you, I would just encourage people, our favorite number, Steve, call 211 and ask for financial opportunity centers, and the 211 call specialist is going to identify a location near you. And if that doesn't meet your needs, that call specialist is going to identify other services to help you with if you have immediate financial needs, as well as if you're on a longer-term path.
Well, yeah, I think a lot of people understand when you're in an emergency situation, you know, God forbid something, you need help right now, that's 911. But in life, if you hit an emergency situation, like financially, whether you have a problem or, you know, it could be anything from, you know, you need some financial help, you need a place to stay tonight, there's an addiction issue, whatever question you may have, 211 is just a great lifeline, literally a lifeline to have. That's why we always go back. That's everything else that if you don't think of anything else, just remember 211. That's the best way to get going on this.
That's
Paula,
right.
Let's talk a little bit about the world of taxes right now, because we are, you know, actually at tax time, and it's all different now. Obviously, everything in the world is different because of COVID. So tell us what VITA is.
Right. So VITA is yet another acronym, Steve, that stands for Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. And this was a program that was created years and years ago. It goes all the way back to President Nixon's administration. And at the time, and still today, it was seen as an opportunity to really help lower wage earners with some assistance in terms of filing their taxes, and also as a way of getting them connected to and aware of some tax credits that apply to them because they don't have a lot of other deduction opportunities. Mm-hmm. So it's an incentive with respect to your working, your earning, and you may not think that you qualify for a refund or tax credits, but in effect you do. We've been partnering with community-based agencies, HRA in New Britain and the Village for Families and Children, along with the IRS for years. What we do is we recruit volunteers who are interested in becoming trained as tax preparers. We also heavily promote this as an opportunity not only to get volunteered prepared taxes by certified volunteers, but to learn about the credits and refunds that you may be eligible for. The theme for this year's campaign is give yourself some credit, and that means get connected to the Earned Income Tax Credit, the Child Tax Credit, and others that you may be eligible for. Tax season for us opened up on January 25th, and there's very limited opportunity for in-person tax preparation because of the pandemic. So just as last year, once again. So if you are a household, individual or household income, where your income is up to $57,000, you can get your state and federal taxes prepared and filed through this program at no cost to you. Now, we have another service that's available, Steve, to individuals and families whose household income is up to $68,000. If they're comfortable, they can file for free online, and that's a program called My Free Taxes. So once again, if people have that pen, pencil, and paper ready, if you're interested in VITA and your individual or household income is up to $57,000, we want you to make sure you have access to a smartphone, a tablet, or a computer, that you have access to Wi-Fi. You're going to need a valid phone number and a valid email address. And once again, it's 211, Steve. Mm-hmm. So you can go to 211ct.org/tax help, 211ct.org/tax help, or just call 211. You're going to hear an automated service. You're going to press 3, then you're going to press 6, and a real person is going to schedule an appointment for you for what we're calling virtual VITA. If you feel comfortable doing your taxes on your own and your income is up to $68,000, then go to United Way, one word, unitedway.org/myfreetaxes. That's unitedway.org/myfreetaxes. And Steve, I would just encourage folks to take advantage of this. We all could use a bit more help during this time as we continue to navigate through the pandemic.
Man, oh man, it is brutal. And Paula, one, just because we're going to have to get out of here again, please tell people how they can donate and companies. We need help more than ever now. So
we
just
do.
One last reminder there for people.
Exactly. So we launched this week the United Way COVID-19 Fund. People are struggling with the longer term effects of the pandemic. I'm asking everyone to please consider making a donation. And even if you've already made a gift through your workplace campaign, please consider making one more additional gift. Go to our website, unitedwayinc.org, and you will see right on the homepage a link where you can learn more about the United Way COVID-19 Fund, and you can make a donation right online. That's unitedwayinc.org, and click on donate.
Paula, you're amazing. I don't know how you do it.
Thank you, Steve. You are too.
Well, you have a great team, and I want to thank Annie, who we try to stay connected with before the program, and she always brings me up to speed on a lot of stuff when she sends along some of the information for the show, so I want to thank her too. But, Paula, you're awesome, and rest of your family staying safe, staying healthy out there?
Everyone's well, Steve. I'm very blessed.
All right. Did you get your vaccination yet?
Not yet eligible.
Oh, gosh. Thank you. Yeah, my sister said something about it the other day. I said, gee, Kath, I'm not old enough yet. Just a little shot at her. I'm waiting, but when the time is right, I'll be ready to roll up my sleeve. Thank you so much, Paul. I really appreciate just spending time again with us. I know it's crazy these days, but thank you. Paula Gilberto, President and CEO, United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut. And no matter what else happens, always remember 211, and they're there to help you no matter what's happening in your life. Thanks, Paula.
Thank you. Thanks, Steve. Take care.
You too. Stay nice and safe and healthy, okay?
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
You got it, hon. Bye-bye.